Wisconsin. Welcome to the call. Who else do we have on the line?
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Magnolia from Grand Prairie.
There she is. Finally, I get to hear you. I see you all the time. My homegirl, Miss Magnolia from Grand Prairie, Texas. Welcome to the call. Well, we're going to go on and get the call started. And again, we welcome you name by name, person by person to our call. We're going to go on and open the call up with prayer. And we're going to go out to Chicago this morning to have Miss Candy open us up in a word of prayer. Candy, are you on the line?
Yes. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Just talk a little louder, and please, the floor is yours for prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we come boldly to your throne with humble hearts. Lord, we come with thanksgiving and with praise. Lord, we honor you as the only living God. This morning and every morning, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. You and only you are worthy of our praise. Lord, we thank you for salvation. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who came and died at Calvary for our sins, for our sickness, and our prosperity. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did. And we just want to thank you. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you, Lord God. You are the bread of life, and you sent your Son, Jesus, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, we thank you for the Word. You are the Word, and the Word is you. We thank you, Lord, for the example you gave us in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost you provided us so that we will not err. We thank you, Lord God, for the vision you gave Pastor BK and Pastor Vanessa for this Master's Morning Call, which causes us to rise up early in the morning to hear from you, to seek your face and order our day. The heavenly bugle blows early, as we know spiritual battles are won by prayer sent up early in the morning. Father God, we know the power comes from the rising of the sun in the morning, and the power comes from being hooked up with your Son, Jesus Christ. So God, as we open the portals to heaven, we ask you to flood the airways with the power that only you can provide. We bless the earpiece of every listener with a supernatural anointing from the Holy Ghost. Speak through our speaker with a word from your throne. Bless the speaker as she delivers your uncompromised word. Bless her coming in and bless her going out. Father, I pray continued blessings on the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International. Bless every believer from the Platinum President to the advisor. Fill our hearts with your peace and joy as we stand firm on your word. Father, we thank you for the opportunity this Master's Call gives us to create a masterpiece for our lives. So, Father, with godly thoughts and anointing words, let us produce success for our lives that glorifies you. Help us rid ourselves of vanity and ungodly pride. Let us forever be mindful where our help comes from. God, we thank you that this message will help us establish your divine agenda in our lives and download victory, success, and prosperity in our day. We instruct our day to line up with your word for our lives. We pull success, health, and blessings from the spirit realm. Father God, we just want the angels, and we pray the angels dismantle and destroy satanic strongholds, dismantle evil powers working against us. Father, supernaturally impose your will over the will of evil spirits and evil men. I loose the spirit of the living God and the ministering angels to usher in the voice of the Lord. And we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that strategic prophetic word as we lined up the heavenlies for the word of God. We thank you for clearing the heavenlies so unhindered the word of God can flow this morning. We have just a few announcements before we turn it over to our speaker, our co-host for this morning. We want to remind everybody we're just still walking in the afterglow, in the overflow from the experience of Extravaganza, and there are so many awesome promotions that are going on, and we're encouraging everybody to go to your back office. They've been extended through today, and so for just so many things that were discounted, so many new tools that had come out, they're on your back office, and please take time to avail yourself and go there and be a part of this new wave, this new phase two, and the excitement of this God-ordained company. And just partake of it all, because there's plenty of different things back there. We want to encourage everybody. Again, we apologize for just the attack, but that's all right, that we had yesterday. And I was encouraging everybody to keep their joy, because it seems like I don't care who was calling in on 432-0075 yesterday. Not just our call, but many calls experienced difficulty in getting on the lines. You know, I love how God gives us creativity. This line, this freeconferencing.com, is being used by many people as a prayer line. And so more and more people are on the line. But we just pray and praise God that the atmosphere was cleared and Minister Lanika was not dropped from the call yesterday. So the entire message was recorded, is recorded, and we're encouraging you to go and hear that message and all the other many anointed messages at the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com, the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com, and you can click on and listen to that awesome word about recovery and restoration of all from Minister Scott yesterday. Now, we are excited on this fabulous Friday to have with us, many of you all have heard her, love her. Really, God just dropped in her spirit. I always love to give credit where credit is due, because it really was a burden that was put on her heart to even start this call, and I was so humbled. She asked me to walk alongside her when the Master's call was even birthed out of heaven and into our spirits. Our speaker for this morning is none other than the anointed mother, wife, praise dancer, author, chaplain of the United States Army, who really loves God with all of our heart. As we say in my part of the world, has a heart as big as the state of Texas and has it for God's people and utmost for God. Lovingly and affectionately called the Preaching Mama, a new GG. I present to some and introduce to others, because I'm excited about all these new people who are joining our call. Our co-host of this call, who hails from Colorado Springs, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I turn the floor over to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so very much for your kindness and presenting the call each and every morning. You are awesome. I thank God for Candy and the prayer today. I was saying to myself, girl, pray on my child. Because we got a home on high, and prayer is one of those foundational blocks. As I open up this morning, I want to thinking about my dear, I don't know whether to call him brother, father, bishop, apostle, what, but Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson preached a series on knowing your season, know your season. And I sort of started off this year talking about knowing your season and asking the question, what is your season, and a little bit about your season. And after coming from the extravaganza, and this is my first time really wrapping my head around and still unpacking the bag that I picked up there from extravaganza, meaning emotional and intellectually, I said this morning I should talk about know that it is season for change. It is the season for change. Change, I wanted to say, is on the horizon, because it's something that we don't embrace very well, but I want you to know the change is not only on the horizon. Change is here. Change in this company called Artists International is here. Change in our lives is here. Change is a part of life. It's something that we should know is inevitable and is here whether we want to deal with it or not. So this morning I'm going to talk about change. All righty. We're going to go right to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and it lets us know that life is about change. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. I don't usually do this, but I want to go through it because it lets us know that there is a time to be born, change, a time to die, change, a time to plant, change, a time where that which you have planted is to be plucked up, change, a time to kill, change, a time to heal, change, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Somebody said change, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, change, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. I love it, change, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, change, a time to gain and a time to lose, change, a time to keep and a time to throw away, change, a time to tear and a time to sow. Lord, help me. I've never learned that sowing thing. A time to keep silence. Help me, Lord. Change. A time to speak. Change. A time to love and a time to hate. Change. A time of war and a time of peace. Change. Change. In and of itself, as I looked at this word, I mean, it is something that affects our lives on a daily basis. And I wanted to take this, even though I'm not the acronym queen, my dear co-host of Dr. Vanessa is, but I want you to write down change. And the C is going to represent Christ. Christ is the foundation on which positive change is built. And change can be positive and change can be negative. But when we build our lives on Christ, we've got to understand that all things, somebody come on and work that word with me this morning, all things that come into our lives, all things work for us who love the Lord, all things work together for good. Why? Because we love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So change is inevitable. Yes, there is, and we are in the season of change. H, want to work that a little bit. Hope, be assured that there is a brighter future, even when it appears that change is going to be bad for you. I can remember when I was a little girl, you know, I grew up in Monticello, Mississippi, where it was rough. We struggled through life, not so much because of our economic standard, but because of the lack of civil rights standard. The fact that, you know, I did have to ride the colored bus, and somebody put on my Facebook, you all, yeah, I do have a Facebook. Their daughter asked them, did they use the outhouses? Yeah, we had outhouses and pots and anything else we could find to cover ourselves and use the restroom. We lived in a situation that was a struggling, tough situation. But guess what? When we changed, when change come and took us from that situation, we look back on those times, and I was able to say, God, I thank you. On many, many occasions, you all, I said, Lord, I thank you that I grew up in Mississippi. Why? Because Daddy taught me that you get up early in the morning. You get up early. I didn't just start getting up early. God knows I didn't. My daddy said, you got to get up early and cook the biscuits. You got to get up early and have things ready, because when your mama get off work, she was a nurse at the hospital when she got home. He wanted her to walk into a house where there was already a smell of aroma of cooking that was already taking place. That's why, you know, I don't cook biscuits too much right now. I didn't cook, didn't marry a biscuit-eating man, thank the Lord. But listen, it helped me to understand that even though those times were tough, they made me who I was, who I became, and I look back and I said, God, I thank you. Thank you for Daddy who taught me to get up early in the morning, because I had some people who I went to school with who flunked out of college because they couldn't get up early in the morning. They were just lazy. They couldn't get up. But, honey, I can rise early in the morning. I'm not a morning person or a night person. I was whatever Daddy said. Daddy woke us up at night, said the hogs got out. We had to get up at night and get out there and run those hogs down and get them back in the fence. We became a part. You took the good, and I could have taken that and made it bitter, my life bitter, but I took it and made it better. So throw me in the hog pen. Throw me wherever you want to throw me. Do whatever you want to do with me, because Jesus is with me. I learned then I had to call on Jesus, to be out there with those snakes and to deal with the people not wanting me because of the color of my skin. I was too dark, you know, to be accepted by my own people, because, you know, they put the little black girls way in the back and put the little light-skinned girls up front with long hair. I was black and light-headed, see? So I never did get to the front. I always had to sit at the back because the teachers wanted the little cute girls up in front. And so, but I learned as life changes. Life changes. Oh, good Lord, then my time is gone. Boy, I could just, that there was hope in Christ, that my future was going to be brighter, that because of what I was going through, I didn't have to stay stuck there. My mama used to say, baby, you can fall down, but you ain't got to wallow in the mud. You get up, dust yourself off, go out there and wash yourself up and get ready for tomorrow, because you got another day to prove and show yourself. Oh, let me go on to change. A, ambition. Ambition is the drive and persistence to continue in the face of adversity. I don't care who you are, you're going to have some adversity. We need not pretend that life doesn't issue each and every one of us a healthy helping of adversity. We are going to have some adversity. Paul, the greatest writer in the New Testament, almost every one of his books talk about the adversity that he was confronted with in life. But because he had the first foundational word of see Christ in his life, he was able to go on through life and face adversity and knowing that he had the ambition to become successful and the greatest writer of the Bible. So you've got to understand that you've got to have ambition to go forth in the face of adversity. Oh, yeah, this is good to me this morning. I want you to know that the in change is noble. We need to exhibit a life of self-sacrificing decency and righteousness, nobility. You say, well, I wasn't born in a king's family. I wasn't born in nobility. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born, once you become saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, once you say yes to the Lord, once you say, I come into my life, Lord Jesus, you become a member of the most noblest family that walks the face of this earth and look forward to entering into the kingdom when it's all said and done. Nobility, you are noble. You are a king's kid. You are somebody who should carry yourself in a way that knows that your daddy is looking at you, that the eyes of God are in every place, that, you know, I want to share this story with you. One of the saddest times in my life was the first time that my daddy heard me use profanity. I didn't know that he was standing behind me, and I was trying to act fast, bad, and have it all together. And I said a word that, and I turned around and looked in my daddy's face, and it looked like I had slapped him. And oh boy, if I just could have taken it back, because I was talking to somebody else, and if I could have taken it back and made my daddy, oh my God, proud of me again. I didn't think that he would ever be proud of me again, because he heard me say something out of my mouth on the church ground that just brought, I don't know, something to his face. I still can see it. And he drove the scripture home to me that is, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Oh, glory. Beholding the evil and the good. And because God is looking at me, he is my father and I belong to him. Everything I do, I want to be right. I want him to look and say, that's my child. I'm proud of what she's doing. And sometimes it doesn't mean that I can have my way, because I have to understand that if I had my way, I would walk up and punch somebody, knock somebody upside their head. And the Bible says, you know, anger but sin not. We can be angry, but we've got to understand how to control our anger and how to deal in conflict and confrontation. Yes, we've got to know that there is certain decency about us and righteousness, that when we walk in the room, folk look at us and they said they know that we are king kid. When Gail Mathis walked up on that stage with that hot pink and those lights flashed on her, she looked like a king's kid. It wasn't that she represented us well. I said, God, she's representing you well. She looks so good. She looks like you. You can wrap your arms around her. We need to know that we represent God. You can't go out here in Daisy Dukes talking about you representing God. I don't care how good your little old fanny looks. I don't care how, if you do have the Tina Turner legs, you can't do that. You aren't representing God looking like any guy. You better go back and look at some of those stories about royalty. All right, let me go on. G, because I'm going to get out of here a little early today. It represents gospel. I hope you're all writing this down. Yeah, even though you can go back and get it off the call, write it down. It does something whenever you write it down. The gospel. It provides a blueprint for successful living. The gospel. The word of God, the gospel is the good news. The gospel lets us know that even though we are where we are today, that everything must change. Nothing is going to remain the same. Everyone is going to change. You know, I used to tell people I had a figure eight, but after I hit 50, I that figure eight turned into a figure. Oh, thank God for the body magic. It ran after that. Oh, took it and put that shape back in it. And I still can walk around and look a little cute. Thank God. But some folks, you know, you got to work at it. You got to work at change in your life. Even when life gives you something that you don't like, you can take and change it. You can change it. I like what Jeff said on the stage. He says, if you want your wardrobe to change, just go in there and get everything you got out of there and give it away. Your wardrobe will change. Some of our wardrobes need to change. Some of us need to change our wardrobe. Look, I'm talking to me. I've already hired somebody to come in on Monday to help me change my wardrobe. I got to come out of these boots. I'm so used to jumping into my BDUs, just throwing on my boots and going everywhere. Did it this week, didn't have to go to work in it, but I'm so used to doing that. Time for me to change those boots. Those boots were made for the military. Now it's time for me to change and get me something that I can look cute in. It's time for me to change and get my closet in order. Some of you need to go in and change and get your clothes. Throw that junk away. And some of it you don't look good in. No way, never did look good in. You need to throw it away and get you something that is going to make you look like Think about your daddy looking at you. Think about the king looking at you and seeing if you're proud. I know some of you say, he said, come as you are. He said, yes, come as you are, but he didn't say stay as you are. You let him dress you, and he'll dress you up. I'm telling you, he will. And the gospel provides the blueprint for successful living. If we go in there, it gives us statutes. It gives us principles by which to live by. E, execute, and I'm getting ready to bring this thing on to a close. Execute. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. You know that God does. You know that there is something that you have been placed here for. There is something that God would have you to do. Go down on your face and get you a little carpet ministry. Put your face down in the carpet until you can hear from God. I promise you, if you take a little time with him and do a little carpet ministry, glory, that he will speak to you. He'll let you know what it is that you're supposed to do. And just because he gave you an edict and order 15 years ago, it doesn't mean that's all that he wants you to do. God will change you as you are moving through life and give you a different set of orders, different assignments, different missions, which requires a different uniform. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jeremiah 15:53b states, in a little while the harvest shall surely come. I want you to know that your harvest is going to come, but it's going to require that you understand what season of change that you are in and be willing to move with that season of change. I am going to close right now with a prayer asking God to help us to understand that we were born to die, not to live forever, and to die so that we can have everlasting life. It's glory to God. And so we need to just relax in him, take in a deep breath, and say yes, Lord, to the change, and stop fighting change. Yes, Lord, to the change, and help me to adjust to the change. Yes, Lord, I put Christ first in my life. I know that there is hope for me. I have great ambition because I'm a king kid. I walk in nobility. I live my life by the blueprint of the gospel. And God, I thank you that you are executing change in me so that your purpose and plan for my life will be fulfilled. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you right now for your word, and we ask you, God, to help each and every one of us for some of us to accept radical change in our lives so that we can be positioned and placed where you would have us to be, to move forward and to be your ambassador and represent you well. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You just go, God, as we go forth in our change. What a powerful word, Dr. Roberts. I tell you, she swung it this morning with change, and she just gave you the summary of the acronym of change. I trust everybody was taking awesome notes and listens to this message again and again and again, because truly we are in a season of change, and we thank you for that strategic word. It is Friday, and on Friday, we always take time after we dismiss the call at 6:48 to dismiss the call and then take other prayer requests. And so at this time on Friday, we're going to have Sister Amber come and close, and we have a specific prayer request from this morning from Joyce to pray for her brother Charles and her son Dale to have a harmony, to get along better, and for financial blessings. And we definitely want to remember Pastor Chuck Brown this morning as they begin the homegoing celebration. Many of you all know that he had the tragic news even when he was with us in Las Vegas of the loss of a cousin. The entire family, a husband and wife and their two children, were killed in a car accident, and their homegoing service begins today and through the weekend. So we want to definitely keep Pastor Chuck lifted up and his entire family in prayer. So Minister Amber,
if you will give us our closing prayer from this powerful word this morning as we conclude the call, and then we'll do the benediction and then take the further prayer requests. Amber, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor PK? I mean, Vanessa?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
I tell you, that word was awesome. Well, it's 6:30, and so let us go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just bless you, and we thank you right now for thy kingdom come and thy will has been done, Father God, in earth as it is in heaven. And God, truly you gave us our daily bread, the rhema word that came from the woman of God about change. And God, truly there's a paradigm shift, and there's a changing of the guards. And so, God, we just take that word and apply it, not being hearers of the word, but also doers as well. And, God, we thank you that we are strategically lined up with a ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. And the angels are ascending and descending according to the words that we speak. And so, God, right now I decree and declare, Father God, for Charles and Dale, Father God, that there will be a unity and a oneness and a harmony that will come between them too. Holy Spirit, go in to minister to both of them, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them repent for anything that needs to be. Let unforgiveness, in the name of Jesus, be done in Jesus' name between them. Any unforgiveness, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, be done in Jesus' name. We pray for financial blessing for this family, for Joyce, and that increase be Jehovah Jireh in their lives, Father God, as never before. God, we pray for Pastor Chuck. We pray for the anointed apostle, Father God, that brings forth, Father God, your word every week to the people of God. And we pray for his strength and his family, Father God, as they go to the home going, God, Father God, of their relatives, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for you are a comforter. Father God, you give them peace that surpasses all understanding that will keep their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God, I thank you for your overwhelming, Father God, presence and your overwhelming glory upon them as never before. God, we thank you for Pastor PK, Lord, and the anointing upon her life. Continue to download the blueprint, Father God, according to your word and the instructions that you have for her and her household and, Father God, the ministry that you have called her to even before the foundation of the world. God, we pray for each and every, Father God, minister, apostle that has been, Apostle Henderson and, God, Joycelyn, Lord Jesus. Father God, our own Pastor Vanessa, Lord Jesus. Father God, even the woman of God on yesterday, God, continue to open up, Father God, the apostolic and prophetic, and we decree, Father God, that increase will come into their lives as never before. God, there's many needs on this phone today. And God, you know each and every one of us by name, God. You fearfully and wonderfully made us. So, God, we ask that you be what we need you to be, God. But we will seek your face and not your hand. As we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, God, all things shall be added unto us. Now, we bind the hand of the enemy. We veto and cancel his assignment, Father God, even coming through the airwaves and the frequencies as never before, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the real God behind us, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, whatever we bind on earth or loose, Father God, it shall be done. So we bind, Father God, every diabolical assignment, every trap, pit, plan, and maneuver that try to come against anyone that's on this call. God, we decree and declare, Father God, that increase, Father God, multiplication, Lord, miracle, Lord, golden connections, God, blessings, supernatural promotions, Lord. Father God, we thank you for uncommon favor for each and every one of us, Lord, because we are in the kingdom. God, we bless you and we thank you for this time. We love on you, Daddy, in Jesus' name by the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. To our prayer general, we love you and we thank you. And again, we are a little over on Friday. We always conclude the call for those who need to be released. You are released at this time. And then we also always on every Friday, so that those of you who want to give us your prayer requests, that we can, our prayer team can begin to bombard heaven and really intercede and stand in the gap and make up the hedge for you. So if you have a specific prayer request at this time, you can hit *6 and you'll be put in queue, and we will take your prayer request at this time. Okay. Okay. Do we? If we don't have any. That's fine. Okay. I see. So, all right, Mother Virginia.
Yes. Pastor Vanessa.
Yes.
I need y'all to pray for Ronnie Bell Keith. You know, they had to put her in the hospital to get them things in order for she to go on dialysis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I want
I'm sorry, what was her name? What was her name again?
Her name was Ronnie Bell King.
Ronnie.
Yeah, and I got two grandkids by her. And I'm concerned about my grandkids because her boyfriend and another friend down there, they are crackheads. So, you know, that's who keeping my grandkids. So I want God to, you know, bless me to be able to keep them when she had to go somewhere. I feel safe with, you know, with that little girl with me, you know, and the boy. So that's
okay.
My prayer that I want, you know.
All righty. We got you covered. We got
okay.
you covered. And I know Minister Kathy and Minister Amber are writing that down. Ronnie Bell King, as she goes on dialysis, and really delivered from the drug addiction. And to pray for your grandkids and their safety during this season.
Yes,
amen,
ma'am.
Amen. Well, we got you covered. And
okay,
thank
God bless you all.
Bye-bye. All righty. And then next, it's 347-304. That number, 347-304. You have the line.
Yes. This is Caprice Clark, and I would like for you to pray that poverty and lack be destroyed, and my life and every destructive spirit in my family be broken, and that God will lose his prosperity and his abundance in my life. I need to go forward. I need not be hindered or delayed any longer. In the name of Jesus.
Okay, so Caprice, we're praying against poverty and lack in your life, in your family.
Yes.
Okay, life.
And destructive spirits as well.
I'm sorry, and what?
Destructive spirits in the family line.
Generational curses.
Those. Yes.
Okay, destructive spirits. All righty, we've got it. And thank you so much. Where are you calling from? Where is 347?
In New York.
Oh, praise God. All righty. Well, again, thank you, and welcome to the call. And I've got that down, Caprice. That's a beautiful first name of Caprice. And then now we have, from North Carolina, Miss Angeline, the floor is yours.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Vanessa, I'd like to ask for continued prayers. I'm still in this walking program, and I'm asking God to give me strength and endurance to complete the program. So next year I'll be walking, and next year I have a grandchild.
Yeah, that we've got you covered. Continue prayer for the healing. Her total healing, she's in a walking program for restoration of her limbs, and we're going to believe God that she'll be walking and running this time next year for Angeline in North Carolina. Thank you so much, and we so sincerely appreciate you always being so faithful each and every day on the call. Next call we have 678-761. I think that's Georgia.
Yes,
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Good morning. I have three prayer requests. This is Gina in Georgia. The first is for a Gerald Austin. He has been arrested for embezzlement, and there's going to be a major trial and everything out in California. So his family has asked for prayer, just that, you know, God's will be done and that truth will prevail in the situation. His name is Gerald Austin. The second request is for the Coward, C-O-W-A-R-D, family. Pray that God would just help them to open their minds to new opportunities and new possibilities. They love God, they trust him, but they just have not had that paradigm shift as far as how they can walk in the blessings of God, as far as business opportunities that could set them free financially. So if you could just pray for that. And also for me, I am in a position to be blessed with a new home, and it's up in the air, so I'm just believing for favor. I'm believing that God's will be done in that situation and that everything will work out in my good. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, so the three things, Ms. Gina, that I have down for you is to pray for Gerald Austin for embezzlement charges in California for the truth to prevail and to definitely keep him and his entire family in prayer. For the Coward family, C-O-W-A-R-D, to have an open mind to new business opportunities and possibilities, truly for financial relief for them. And then thirdly, is to pray for you for the new home and for favor throughout that entire process. Be honored, honored, honored to pray for you. Thank you for those prayer requests. Next, we have a 317-291, a 317-291.
Hello, Pastor Vanessa. This is Jackie. I am requesting prayer for my son who is incarcerated. They have kept him on lockdown for over a year now, and it's starting to mess with him mentally, and the adversary is coming in and kind of taking over, and he's starting to lose faith. He's becoming very discouraged. He's even talked about suicide, so I ask you to pray for him and that the Lord will keep his blood covering him to strengthen
his mind. What is
his
first
name?
When I do prayer, I love to call out their first name to the heavens.
His name is Joseph Henderson.
Okay, it's Joseph. Thank you. Okay, Joseph. Because when we call out specifically and pray and curse and cancel that assignment against his life and against the spirit of suicide, I love to be specific. So, Joseph, okay, over a year. Okay, anything else?
No, just keep my son in prayer.
Thank you. We love to pray for a mother's heart as she stands in the gap for her son. Amen and amen. So we have prayer warriors to cover Joseph, who's been in prison on lockdown for over a year. That is a long time. And to pray specifically against the spirit of suicide and any other demonic strongholds that they will have no authority and definitely no victory in Joseph's life. And the next prayer request we have comes from 980-207, 980-207. I think it says Tammy White.
Yeah, good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Janice. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. Good morning.
I like to have prayer
requests over the flu. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. There has been 14 children who have died here where I live, the epidemic of the flu that's going around. And that demon is moving strongly through some our children. 14 of them have actually died. And I heard it on the news. So I have grandchildren in school, and, you know, these little souls are not responsible for this demon spirit that's running around killing these kids called the flu.
Wow. Definitely. That is insane. Wow. Okay. Well, definitely, prayer warriors, you hear that. And you said you're in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And we're praying against the flu, the infirmity of flu that has taken out 14 children. Definitely want to lift up those families and cancel that assignment of sickness and infirmity that comes cloaked, that demonic assignment in flu, to curse it at the root. Thank you so much for that prayer request, Tammy, and we will definitely commit that to prayer. We're just taking a few more minutes. Rushi, I need you to star 6 again so I can open up the line for you, and we will take your prayer request. We praise God for each and every one of you. We're almost through. And all right, Ms. Rushi, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Ms. Pastor Vanessa. I've been trying to get on for 3 days. It has been rough trying to get on, but I feel much better. I came out of Las Vegas. Someone gave me a bug, and I've been fighting this bug. It's trying to overtake me again, but I went to the meeting last night to hear Kenny, and it got me back again, but I'm still asking for prayer for myself, along with our meetings in Atlanta, so that our people can still come out. As I left the extravaganza, I noticed that they asked us to go to our meetings, and that devil trying to destroy the meetings in Atlanta. But I know that God has got everyone in his arm, and I hope these people understand that when you are working with this company here, that they're doing so much for us. So I just want prayer for all our platinums and every advisor on down to try to continue to come to our meetings. And pray for Larissa and Bobby. He's going into his room, and that he's going to therapist now, so he might get a little weary and a little weak, but we got to pray for his strength so that he can have a speedy recovery and continue to watch over her and that family. And my nephew that's been sentenced 5 years in prison. The devil still got him, but he got to turn his life over to Christ. So let's pray for them. And my godmother, Alcee Biggs, she's fighting that cancerous and is still trying to destroy her. So let's lift everybody up in prayer. Thank you, and pray for you all to make sure this call continues to go through. Thank you.
Amen. What was your nephew's first name? Who
Carlos
had 5 years?
Parker.
Carlos, okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And we will definitely, Rushi, keep you in prayer. What we have listed here for Miss Rushi is to pray for even her sickness. She just fights, even though she's not feeling well, that God continue to pour out his Jehovah Rapha healing. We also are praying for the attendance at the Atlanta meetings and all the meetings across the country, that people get excited again and come back out to meetings. Pray for the Platinums and those who are sponsoring the meetings, and all of us, as she said, from Platinums down to advisors. We are excited about the continued healing progress of Bobby. Larissa, you know, is with us in Artis, and her husband Bobby in Miami, that he's doing better, and now he's beginning therapy. So we want to continue. We know that Bobby is Stormy's brother also, Stormy Wellington's brother, to call out his name and just continue to believe God for his total healing. And then we're also praying for Carlos, her nephew, who has been sentenced five years in prison, and that his deliverance, salvation, truly come. And for her godmother, Alcee Diggs, believing for her healing from cancer. And so we've got all those requests. And then the last request we'll take for today. And remember, you can always go to our website and email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com for any other prayer requests. I have a 708, I think that is Chicago, 214. We're ready for you. Your prayer, the line is open.
Absolutely. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Evangelist Gwen Beatty.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes, I am putting a prayer request in for my son, Renard Beatty. You spell his first name R-E-N-A-R-D. When we came back from extravaganza, his eye had gotten infection from a Lay's star that he went to the hospital to have removed. And on last night, I went to check on him, and his eye had been infected even greater. We got a nurse over there, but I'm asking if you all would lift him up, that on today when he goes to the doctor, we will get a good report that God is truly healing his eye along with the medicine and everything working in his behalf. We don't want him to have any other further eye damage. That specifically, if you would just pray that he would be able to open that eye. He can't even open it as we speak, but that his eye would open and that God would do a creative miracle, that we would see that manifesting on him. And secondly, just pray for our nature center. There was an attack. We yesterday came back from Washington, D.C. We found out the organization had been accepted for direct funding from Washington, but there was a glitch that took place with an old tax lien that had been paid a long time ago. We pray God would give us favor with a good tax accountant who won't financially overburden the organization, and that we'll be able to correct this error and get our funding online quickly. So if those two prayer requests can go up in the Chicago land area behalf, I would be so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, and I'm going to continue to pray for your healing too. I still hear you having trouble with your bronchitis, and we just believe God that that total healing is just like you, to think of everything else. And we've got down for Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Many of you all remember while we were in Las Vegas, she preached that powerful word that Thursday about the turnaround. And we definitely will have her back. But she's asking for prayer for her son,
Renard for the eye infection, and that we get a good praise report today when he goes to the doctor, and the eye will be healed and opened up. And then her nature center, she has an agricultural center there in Chicago where they grow food and help others, that they've received funding. And this old tax lien that had been paid, that we're praying for favor through that process, that be cleared up and they receive in a timely fashion the funding for her nature center. And we want to pray for her complete healing, and that's Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Well, we thank each and every one of you for all these prayer requests. And I am so blessed every Friday, as I always tell Dr. PK, how many of you all just stay on the line during the time of prayer and intercession. It just means so much to us that so many of you all are with us and hang in there with us, because we only do this on Friday. So as we close the call, Dr. PK, do you have any closing remarks? Because we will be covering these, each and every one of these prayer requests. I see she has muted herself out.
It's Friday, and have a super fantastic day, but a weekend. Go out and practice the 10 points for success. Great Jehovah, we thank you, and we praise your name for change.
Amen. And again, we thank Minister Candy for opening us up in prayer, for Minister Amber closing us in prayer. You got the prayer request, bombard heaven, because we're going to have calls where we're going to hear the testimonies of what God has done with these prayers. And as we close this call today and for this weekend, from the Master's call, now go out and obey the call of God on your life from the Master and be that minister in the marketplace. Blessings to each and every one of you, and goodbye.